Well, Florence, here it is again. Again, here I am again, rather. On Tuesday the 25th, two or three days late in writing to you, but we've had a lot of busy moments here recently. It seems like everybody in the world wants to come down and visit us for a while and see how we're doing, and seems like all the big shots are getting relieved from their jobs, and all of the newcomers have to come in and be briefed on what's going on in our little province of Quan Nai. I don't think I'm too late on a tape this time, but perhaps it is probably too late for you if you don't get a letter every day. I got a very fine letter from you today, dated the 18th, which you said that you had two tapes from me and that you played the second one, you played the wrong one first anyway, but that's the way it goes usually. We have to make a selection, sometimes we pick the wrong one first. But as I see what you say, one sounded as good as the other, because these tapes are kind of repetitious of each other, I'm sure. I hope that even though the repetition is there, that you get the message of love that comes with them, for I'm certainly the Don Juan for you, that one over on 3105 Moorhead. I'm glad that you know how to take these days that when you don't want to do something and you just rear back and don't do her, because that's like me. I like work so much that don't bother me a bit. I can lay down beside it and go to sleep. But and you didn't want to go anyplace, you didn't want to talk to anyone, and didn't even want to write, and that's the time when you need your old meditation, and so you can rear back and do your meditating as much as you please, and with all of the rest and relaxation that's necessary to bring you back to good health. I think the period of going like that is probably our own body's way of telling us that now's the time to do a little relaxing, and now's the time to just let these troublesome things get out of our mind and away from us, and we just sit and stay away from all activity so that our nerves can get back together and we can be really at peace with the world and our fellow men. I'm certain that I don't get enough meditation time. It seems as if I've been running at breakneck speed for the past week or two, and I really haven't anything so pressing. It doesn't seem to be, but I get involved in some crazy things, and it's just there's nothing left to of the time. It's all gone of the middle of the day, and just like today, here it is, 8:45. And you might not believe this was a rugged day, but I started to write you a tape at 6:30. And I just got the introduction off and saying, howdy, here I am again. And somebody knocked on the door, and they come in, and I shut her off and talked, and they went out. And we have some German Red Cross team in town, and they're staying with us a couple of days, and they've been kind of upsetting me this evening, and they're very persistent in their talking, and the way they hang on to a subject, and I couldn't get away from them. I was home at 5:30 trying to cut a tape, and at 6:34 I started, and then they got involved in dinner, and I was about halfway on the front side of this tape when Paul Barbian walked in with a tape that he got from his, from a friend of his or his wife or somebody, and he wanted to listen to it, so I shut mine off and run it back and took it off and went about my way and went to dinner. And I came back from dinner, and by golly, he left his tape on the machine, so I took it off and played and we put mine on. I thought, well, I'll just see where I stopped, and I played it over, and nothing come out. So I thought, gee, my machine's ruined, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. Well, then I looked at the head, and I had a piece of tape, so I got on there some way, Scotch tape, that I had scotched, I guess, the end of this tape on, and so darned if it didn't stick to the head, and I couldn't get anything at all. I don't know how in the world we got anything, the other boy got anything, but it's just been a troublesome day, and very slow. But now I'm sitting here kind of unwinding. I just take my time. Perhaps I'll get rid of the jitters, like you got rid of yours by not wanting to talk. Perhaps I can talk my way out of this, out of these doldrums. Anyway, I want to get the tape so I can send it to you in the morning, so you'll have something to hear. And like you, I guess I'll get it out of my system, and I can assure you it will never happen again. Well, I won't say I'm not as positive as you. I can't say it'll never happen again, because I know me, things do happen again and again and again. And you say you enjoy having the Vietnamese talk to you. It sounds like one big happy family. Well, we are kind of a big happy family. The Vietnamese here get more privileges, I think, than anyone else would be reasonably assured of. We kind of let them, with a free hand, run around, and we so I'm kind of in favor of letting them have as much freedom. I like the note you say, isn't it nice to have be around people who love and respect you? Yeah, it's real nice. And I think that these people that I work with do respect me and Ed and the boss. We treat them more like we treat ourselves and with a certainly with a great amount of dignity to them, and they respond considerable. There's too many of us have a short fuse when it comes to these Vietnamese, I think, principally because we think when we say something to them that they're supposed to grasp it because they shake their head yes. Actually, 90% of the time they don't, I found out they don't know, unless they're a person who's been around Americans and knows American or English quite well. But these people of ours, like the maids and the ones that work around us, respect us more for the way we live in our own personal and private lives, the way our wives know us as a man and as a husband. And I know the three in this house are not models, but certainly as far as men and gentlemen are concerned, I don't think there's anyone that where three are together that have much respect for as one another, for one another as we have, and who in the way of mental and physical cleanliness are, I'm, because I'm one of them, of course, safe to say that can't be beat. But it also helps in our relations, because most of the time we're relaxed with the people, and there's so much foul up goes on that if you're not relaxed, you're going to be a bundle of nerves sooner or later. The boss has a lot of pressure on him all the time, and it's a great, it's quite a privilege to be able to sometimes do some little thing that takes the burden off of him. However, I possibly don't do it often enough. There's hardly any reason why I couldn't do it more often. It's just that my training is probably a little too abrupt.